This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Dunn County is moving forward with a new renewable energy system at its judicial center. County officials say the heating and cooling system in the nearly 30-year-old building was already due for an upgrade, but instead of a new boiler system, the building will soon feature a geothermal energy system. While the switch comes with a higher price tag of around $9.2 million, county officials say the geothermal system will essentially pay for itself by lasting about 20 years longer than the boiler system, as well as decreasing maintenance costs and increasing energy efficiency. Dunn County is also expecting to receive about $2 million in reimbursement for the project through federal incentives for municipalities switching to geothermal energy. Construction crews have already started working on the pump system, and county officials are hoping to complete the project by the end of the year. They also say the government center and neighbors of Dunn County buildings have already seen success with geothermal energy systems, so they could consider installing that system in other county-owned buildings in the future. Law enforcement authorities say several people were hospitalized following an explosion in Stanley this week. Officers responded to the report of an explosion on the 700 block of Gilman Street on Monday night, joined by fire crews from Stanley and Boyd, as well as a hazmat team from Chippewa Falls. Law enforcement authorities have not yet released the official total of how many people were reported injured or their conditions. The Stanley Police Department is leading the investigation into the incident, but has not yet released the cause of the explosion. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will visit the Chippewa Valley later this year to give local residents a chance to watch oral arguments in person. According to a press release, the event is part of the Justice on Wheels Outreach and Education Program, which seeks to help residents understand how the state's highest court operates. The event will take place at the Hyde Center for the Arts in Chippewa Falls on October 13th. Seating will be free and open to the public, and Wisconsin court system officials are specifically encouraging local students and teachers to attend. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two people in Michigan have died after becoming infected with the Cyclospora parasite. According to Michigan Health and Human Services, the two people had significant underlying health conditions that may have been impacted by cyclosporiasis and dehydration. Death from cyclosporiasis is uncommon in the United States and is generally not considered a life-threatening illness. However, if you suspect you may have eaten produce contaminated with the Cyclospora parasite, health officials recommend that you seek medical attention. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is speaking out on the decision to clear out the encampment at the intersection of Williamson and Baldwin Streets. Protesters have been camping out there since the July 22nd police shooting of Corey Ruiz. Multiple tents, tables, vehicles, and a large memorial was set up in the intersection. In a video statement released Tuesday, Rhodes Conway said the decision was not made lightly and that it was made after almost 2 weeks of trying to resolve the situation peacefully and voluntarily with the people occupying the site. Police confirmed at least 10 people had been arrested as of Tuesday morning. A Rock County father charged with child neglect after the drowning death of his one-year-old child is headed to trial. Jason Christensen pleaded not guilty in court yesterday, and a judge ordered the case to proceed to trial. The child drowned in a bathtub at a home in the Rockvale Mobile Home Park in the town of Rock on June 13th. The child's mother, Rebecca Ambrose, has also pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial, with prosecutors alleging she was using Snapchat and TikTok while the child was in the tub. Dates for Christensen's trial were not noted in court documents. One person is dead following a single vehicle crash in Taylor County. Authorities received the report of the accident early Saturday morning and found two injured men. Investigators say the vehicle involved was southbound when it left the roadway, entered a ditch, then re-entered the roadway and rolled before coming to a rest. 36-year-old Nathan Burke was thrown during the crash and died due to his injuries. The other occupant received medical treatment and was later placed into police custody on suspected drug-related charges. A father and son are accused of using fake checks to buy luxury vehicles from a used car dealership in Madison. Employees from the dealership called police about the pair after they came back to the dealership to buy their third vehicle in 2 days with checks. When staff went to the bank to verify the checks, They learned the checks were not legitimate. Police arrested the 33-year-old man initially, with the 18-year-old son taking off from the area in one of the vehicles. The 18-year-old was taken into custody a bit later, and it's unclear what charges they could face. Mail delays could become a big issue again in Wisconsin's upcoming elections, and Governor Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin want action now. In a joint letter, they said ballots were delivered too late in the spring election and warned that a new federal rule could make things worse. They're urging the Postal Service to speed up election mail and reverse course on the rule. State election officials say many clerks have already reported problems with ballots arriving late. And that's your state news update. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
When will Micah return? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers held practice in pads. Tucker Kraft is back just 9 months after suffering a torn ACL, participating in some drills. Micah Parsons asked, does he know yet when he'll be back from his ACL injury?
I'm not even going to put a set return date because obviously me and Tuck had two different injuries. Him having an isolated ACL versus me battling between meniscus and ACL. When Tuck was walking at 4 weeks, I'm still in crutches. So you could just add those 3 weeks right there. It's a whole different rehab program.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Pirates tonight in Game 3 of their four-game series. Paul Skeens on the mound for Pittsburgh against Kyle Harrison. Back for the first time in a month from elbow soreness. Harrison adding a changeup to his arsenal this season.
I need to work on the changeup a little bit more, honestly. I'm hard on myself, but it's like I think I could take another step forward with that changeup, you know, in the zone more consistently.
That's Brewers lefty Kyle Harrison with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop back down into the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.